Oh my god, I can't believe it's taking this guy so long to do this jumping puzzle.
It's okay. It's Justin. We know how good he is at jumping.
Guys, I'll be right there. Guardian Tom.
I mean, do you know how long this last room is? Oh my god.
It can take. Well, it depends. If you have three people, it's not super bad. But you know, we have to have three people.
Guardian Tom. Motherfucker.
Oh. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, dude. I'm almost there.
Okay.
By almost there, like. How? Never mind.
All right.
Hold on. I mean, I haven't seen any videos. I think
just,
I might.
Guys, just shoot some stuff. I'm trying to watch Rickakis right now. Hold on.
Guardian Tom.
I got Houndish up on this other screen.
You know, maybe you should.
If just, I cut in just, here. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, I got to change my jump. All right. Now I'm going to go.
Guardian Tom.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm not too far away.
Guardian Tom.
Fuck.
Hey, I got a suggestion for you. Have you tried making the jump?
Guardian Tom.
Yeah, real funny Baroque.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I can't believe this.
Alright, I made one. I'm coming in. Hold on. Where's that tube thing? Alright, I see it.
Guardian Tom.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
All right. Stick it in the tube.
It started
stick
all
it
the way
tube.
Back here.
Guys, I'm gonna go. I gotta go make a sandwich while this guy figures his shit.
All right,
I can't do this.
Ah, shit.
Wow.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. 07 ish.
Your mic cut out ish.
It did
a little bit.
Well,
yeah.
Welcome to the Fire Team, everybody.
That's why
episode 107.
Yeah, we're gonna fix that in post, as they say. Anyway,
so professional.
Yeah. Oh, it's super professional tonight. We wanted to make a really good impression on our guest.
You know where you've gone wrong.
He sees how professional we are just from start beginning of the show. Anyway, Dad Tales Podcast, thanks so much. I'm your host, JC Jesse. With me tonight, as always, is Mr. Stu Gatso.
Fellas, I got to tell everybody about a dream. I had a dream last week that was, it was the most beautiful thing, and then I opened my eyes.
Okay.
So, I know some of us and probably some of our listeners, we... You know, we have mortgages, you know, and I have a mortgage.
Yeah, I have
one. It's not the biggest mortgage. It's not the smallest mortgage, but it's, you know, it's
adequate.
Yeah, it's there.
Is your wife happy with it?
She could be happier, okay. I think. But this is one of those, like,
yeah, I hear you.
You're playing golf scenarios, you know, the lower numbers are better. And speaking of lower numbers, in my dream, I open up this envelope from my bank and I have a mortgage statement. And it was like a third of what it actually is on this mortgage statement.
Oh, man.
And I shit you not, guys, I woke up in my bed going, yeah. Oh, I was so, it was that moment when you're kind of awake and kind of asleep. And I woke up so enthused, and it was that just slapping you in the face with reality.
Yeah, I hear you. Oh, that's rough, buddy. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that's okay.
How's Louie doing?
I can hear the little fucker scratching something upstairs right now, but
probably his balls.
I don't know. I mean, it's.
I hope he's not scratching his balls.
No, he doesn't have those anymore for a long time. Yeah. But no, he's.
They call those phantom balls, I think, right? You don't have them anymore, and you're scratching.
I got to be honest with you guys. I don't really want to talk about it right now.
Okay.
Because we're not really out of the woodworks, and I feel kind of like shit. So thanks.
Oh, poor guy.
Sorry, man.
No, I'll be fine. Don't worry.
We also have with us Baroque Reaper.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going.
So, went to a bookstore this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah, I totally went in there and I was like, hey, can I get a book by Shakespeare? And the guy looked at me and he's like, which one? I'm like, by the guy named William.
Yeah.
Hey.
I just want to go back and say sorry to Stu again.
No, man. I don't want to bring the show down like that. It's he will be fine. It's just gonna take a while. Also, nothing is as sad as Baroque's joke.
No.
So,
in honor of Lou, do we have the sound effect?
Yeah, I think we could find him somewhere. You know what? I really need to organize these things better. Because we were on the other show. Hold on, here we go. There you go.
Thank you. It's okay. Well, while I was waiting for him to come back with that book by, you know, the William Shakespeare, I wrote a little poem. Do you want to hear it?
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
So, I dig, you dig, we dig, she dig, he dig, they dig. I know it's not beautiful, but it's pretty deep.
Oh, man.
Kev, we got Boost KDV. Hold on, guys. Boost KDV on location. Man on the street. Hold on, let me see if I can get him here. Boost, is that you?
Hello. You guys there?
Yeah, man, we're here.
It's three.
I'm in Pennsylvania somewhere, and there's flooding everywhere. I don't know where to go.
What's going on, buddy? Boost is in his minivan tonight.
I'm in the minivan, yes.
Yeah. How's it going?
Live from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
On his big trek to move his family to Texas.
Yep. We are going to drive 9 hours to Nashville tomorrow.
Oh, is cool. It true that when you get to Texas, the government gives you a big hat and some fancy boots?
And a gun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
And a giant belt buckle.
Well, I can't wait to see that.
No, it's gonna be fun. Oh, it kind of sucked today that, you know, we did actually run into some flooding. Hershey Park was closed.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the rides were underwater, so.
Well, I've been there before. That's pretty crazy that all that shit was underwater.
Yeah, I mean, I've been coming here for probably 30 years, and I've never seen it like that, so. Pretty interesting.
All right.
But I mean, we went to the Truckle World, all this stuff, because that was open, so that was fun. The girls had fun.
That's good. You got Victory Brewing Company is over there. Well, you got little girls with you, so never mind. Maybe not that. Any fun facts?
No.
No. No fun facts? Okay.
Fun facts tonight.
Well, we're gonna
fun fact. Hershey Park was underwater.
We're gonna appease Meef and get to our guest in under 12 minutes. Because he always likes that. when we take like 15 minutes before we introduce our guest. So tonight we have with us Man at Arms 2112. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well.
Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm coming to you live from my partially disassembled living room.
That's you just moved too, right?
We're moving.
Oh, you're moving.
We're in the process of doing that.
So. Oh, geez.
The fun.
My wife's knocked out 99% of it, so I can't complain yet.
Your job is putting all the shit back together when you get to the new place.
Yes.
That's right. Uh-huh. You put it together 99% of the shit. Well, I'm trying to think like where the first place that I've heard of your work. Rick is a content creator for the Destiny community. And I think, like, I'm trying to think. I mean, it was definitely one of your YouTube videos, and then I kind of put two and two together. Like, I saw you on Twitter, and then I was catching up on some podcasts, and you were on SideQuest Sunday with Danfinity. Yeah. And I started listening to that, and I was like, this guy is fucking hysterical. Like, he fits in with the DT, with, like, I guess, our sense of humor. And then I think I had pulled over to get lunch or something like that. And then that's when I messaged you. It's like, you know, you don't know who I am, but I would love it if you would come on our show type of thing. So I appreciate you coming on here.
Oh, no, it's an honor to be here. Thank you.
And you were just on, I know you do a lot of stuff with Destiny Down Under. I was just listening to that one today, too.
That's my stomping ground.
Yeah, so, man.
I had to go two hemispheres away to find people that liked me.
And I can say that, you know what, we're not going to, and I was telling you before, we're not going to like grill you or interview you, but go back and listen to the SideQuest Sunday episode with Man at Arms. It's fucking great. And then you and Dan, you go down like some rabbit holes and go all through everything. But yeah, so you're like, do you help run the clan there? Is that what?
No.
You guys are like,
no, I'm the token American. I am the I met Log Power Slave on accident and did not know who he was. So started being friends with him through the Bungie forum. And just, I got a wild hair up my ass, decided, now, hey, I'm going to make a video one day. I said, hey, but you think this is funny? He's like, for the love of God, publish this shit immediately. And that was my Hardlight video. And those dudes are just so good funny. Enough to where they, I mean, I'm 14 hours behind them. Their podcast starts at fucking midnight for me.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what time you have to start. I mean, I know that you do a lot of, like, you send a lot of bits and stuff into them, but when you record with them, oh, boy.
But, yeah, I mean, they're nice. They let me, it's, I guess you could call me a Destiny comedian because I really don't. I really don't do like weekly videos or news videos or anything like that. I come up with bits and they take some time. And if I'm lucky, I can get a couple out a month and they let me start messing around on the show where I can do, okay, well, I'll do a 1 minute little fake commercial and I'll be the sponsor of the week. So it keeps me, something's always coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel like it, just like riding in my car and thinking of stupid stuff to talk about on this show. You know, like going into a bathroom and the urinal is like way too high and like, oh, well, or like trying to pee louder than the guy in the next stall because I want my urine to sound very, very like it's a heavy flow.
I want to sound manly.
Yeah, that's the type of stuff we talk
about. Oh, my mind goes to dark places like really quickly.
But like sometimes. Sometimes you push it out so hard to make that big sound, but then you finish quickly and you're like, oh no, now it's, God, it's now even worse.
I
started.
How big is that guy's urethra?
It's so wide. I have a narrow urethra. But I'd ask you, I was going to get a couple clips just to play. And oh my God. And it's funny because I ran out of time tonight. And so I'm putting my son to bed, my 4-year-old, and I've got my laptop, and I'm playing the videos.
Oh, God.
It's like,
no.
He's like, Dad, are you doing Wook? It's like, oh, yeah, buddy. I'm doing Wook. but I grabbed some of my favorites. So
please tell me you had your headphones on.
No,
next
I didn't.
To the kid.
No, I didn't.
Oh, God.
Father of the year. But
I'm all right with it.
I think one of the latest ones was the Vigilance Wing, and there I had to grab a couple clips off of that one. This one I really liked. This will give you an idea of what we're working with. If you guys haven't seen any of his videos, please go to YouTube. Is it just Man at Arms on YouTube?
Yeah, it's Man at Arms Gaming.
Okay. This is...
I entered into the darkest rituals, and what emerged was a pulse rifle that fires in 5-round burst. Because 4 rounds is not enough, and 6 is just fucking silly.
And I have to say, usually when I edit these clips, I have to raise the volumes. What's wrong with yours?
No,
they're already pretty fucking loud.
I do not have that problem.
Oh, he admits on that video.
I know.
Turn down your headphones.
And I think one of the things that caught, because I had stopped listening to Dan's podcast, and I was like, and I remember like seeing the Vigilance Wing thing in my feed, and I was like, oh, that's the guy. So I went back, and then this is one of the ones that really caught my attention. It was the last little bit of this that had me rolling.
Exactly what kind of performance boost does the weapon get? No idea, because fucking space magic. You will shoot faster, hit harder, your flesh will regenerate like Wolverine, your sweat will smell of juniper incense, erogenous zone sensitivity will increase 12-fold. This metal...
That's what I need. I just need my erogenous zone sensitivity. That gun all wrong, apparently.
Wow. This gun sounds like Bonera.
Yeah, it's a company that we're affiliated with, Bonera. Anybody I'm just going to say, for all the listeners out there, I've been bone arrow free for 3 months now.
Congratulations.
I'm proud of you, dude.
Yeah, you know,
seriously, that was, you were on that stuff.
I hadn't really, I was on like 100 pill a day habit.
you were hard on it.
Oh, I was way hard on it. And then, hold on, I have one other clip, and this one is fucking fantastic. I'm not, I see, do you have a problem, like, listening to your clips or your own voice?
Oh, no, it's, no, I'm embarrassed because I make myself laugh, which I think is just, like, the oddest thing in the world.
No, don't, we crack ourselves up all the time. You're in good company here.
It's like, I feel like such an asshole. It's like, I'm laughing at myself. What the fuck is wrong with me?
I'm the dickhead that sits in the car rewinding things on my own podcast, just laughing. Like, oh my God.
Marking it down.
I am so funny there. Although last week, the clip we played of Fluffy, I must have rewound that part.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like a good like 20 times. But it wasn't, it was to hear all of your laughs. Like Stu started laughing and then it was Baroque and then you were laughing Boost and then it would get like a few seconds and then you were like, but I didn't clip the laughing, but so Rick, one of our buddies, Fluffy Fingers MD, him and another friend of ours, Admiral Nips, they have a podcast called Potato Thumbs Podcast, and they were talking about one of their buddies, Chuck, shout out Chuck, and how good he is at PvP. And so Fluffy's talking about him and he says this phrase. And I'm riding in the car. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the best thing I've ever heard. I'm going to clip it. So last week we're talking. Who were we talking to last week? And I don't know. But in, like, conversation, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, no, it was we had our buddy Drafty on to talk about Guardian Con. And he was talking about Dan Finity. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, Dan's a good guy. I was like, you know, so what'd you think about him?
He really can just give a good ass pounding and then just go make dinner. Like, that's nothing to him.
I listened to that episode.
Oh my God. Best clip ever.
I played it for Fluffy tonight on their show. He was talking about Gear Dad. I was like, oh, Gear Dad, what do you think about him, Fluffy? Oh, so funny. Oh God, that was so good. Thank you, Fluffy. You bring me so much joy. But here's one of the last clips I was going to play for you.
Pick one.
Did you hate the shotgun meta? Then prepare to be bent over by the Lord of Wolves.
We took an alien shotgun, converted it into a pulse rifle, and then set the motherfucker on fire. Why, do you wonder? Because fuck them, that's why. The first ever test firing of the Lord of Wolves caused the great collapse. Expunge life throughout the universe with this satanic manifestation of rock and roll and genocide. Fun fact, 8 out of 10 people killed with the Lord of Wolves' last words were, "Holy shit, the Lord of Wolves!" Executing someone causes your allies to be touched by the devil and become crazed with bloodlust, like witnessing William Wallace standing in front of an army, buck-naked, and holding a flamethrower in each hand. Get the fuck out of here!
I think I know what I want my next tattoo to be. Oh, my God. That's too funny. So, it is, I think it's great when people just kind of, like, carve out a spot in like the internet for themselves, and like to be able to like learn of, you know, to find the videos, and then there's just like a ton of them to watch and they're all really fucking good. The funniest thing for me is starting from the beginning and seeing your logo change in that intro. Like it goes from like just like,
oh, the original logo.
Yeah. It's like a cheesy ass skull and crossbones to like all of a sudden at the end it's like, oh, this is like really nice, cool skull and crossbones. So it's like it's like you're time stamping yourself through your logo.
I actually thought about going back and changing. I'm like, no, it was a journey.
It's so funny. I like the music you use. It reminds me of Stu's Learning Stuff with Stu segment music. Hold on, let me see if I could. It's a little, It's very generic, like YouTube. I don't want to pay for any music, backing music.
Oh, that's whole thing, like finding non-copyrighted music.
I think that's exactly what I searched. I was like, yo, free ass music or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh my god, I have so many of them. But yeah, your stuff is great. I can't wait to see more of it. How much Destiny did you get to play this weekend? Oh, I know you said you were playing zombies. What zombie game were you playing?
Oh no, that's my son. My son is on. He went all the way back to what was it? Dead Island or Dead Island 2? Did they make a sequel to Dead Island?
Dead Island 2. Dead Island 2.
I started that game. Too scary.
He's had it for however long it's been out. Like he bought it, played it like 20 minutes. He was too scared. And picked it up literally the day you and I spoke. It was like, yeah, I'm going back on this. But no, I only play Destiny right now because just time constraints. I am very time poor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you come to the right place here.
We're the only guys who do a podcast about something where we only really get to play it for 2 hours a week.
I think you got me. I think I did the
boost match. And I don't even play it.
Yeah, Boost doesn't even play anymore.
He's like, I don't even have an Xbox anymore. I got shit to do.
Oh man.
I know Baroque's answer to this question, but did you, and Stu's, I guess, for that matter, and Boost, did you get the Whisper of the Worm this weekend?
Oh, fuck no. I worked all weekend.
Oh, boy.
And I did not know it was time gated, so I was like, well, I'm off on Wednesday. I have many friends that, you know, do shit like this. I can just call one of them. I'll go do it on Wednesday. No. I turned on Twitter this morning. Bungie's like, and by the way, go fuck yourself.
I
liked it.
Is it time gated thing?
Yeah, yep. It was up today at 12 Eastern, I believe. But Baroque Racer and Rocker got it. How'd that go, Baroque? How many tries did you guys take before? I wasn't surprised, by the way. I knew Rocker was going to get that gun no matter what. He would play 48 hours.
100%.
100% he would play until he fucking got that thing.
I'm pretty busy. Yeah. I can only spend 6 hours today doing it. Okay.
No, it actually wasn't that bad. We got into it the first time pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't pass because I couldn't jump. And that was before they knew that little secondary path where you don't have to do the big giant jumping puzzle around the room.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the butt because basically if you mistime your jump just a little, you bounce off the wall and then have to start over.
Oh, which, I'm fucked.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Stu, I'm not going to lie. I was thinking about you and your – I was like, Stu on a warlock where there's no fucking way he's getting through this.
No, the warlock is fine. It's the Titan. He just
after
goes
that,
a little too
I was crazy. I was able to go and do my entire call to arms – or not, actually finished my IO public event. Like, I've finished, like, one or two milestones while they waited for another public event to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to raise my light level about 2 while I was waiting for them to get back in. And, oh, it's coming! Flew back in. Second attempt at it, we actually got through it with 0 seconds left. Oh, so it granted us the weapon, but it didn't give us the heroic. So it kind of gave us the clear. So then we waited, and we got another one right after that, not too long, about 10 minutes, which apparently is amazing.
Uh-huh.
Went in and destroyed it with 6 minutes left.
With 6 minutes left?
Yeah, we went in the site, because by then we were really good at like jumping it. And then we did the heroic 3 times. One to get the catalyst, and then we went in and got the ship schematic, and then went back and finished it with the arc singe, so we got that part of the schematic done. For the ship.
Jesus.
So, I mean. Jesus.
Save a run for me, please. Now that you guys are experts.
Actually, yeah, it's easy, not, right? It's not that bad. We were talking about it. As long as you can communicate and the third person has some semblance of being able to jump and shoot stuff in a, you know, with the rest of us, like, all right, we're going to focus on this ad. Because the end, there's 3 bosses. And basically, if you focus fire on one, you can do pretty well.
Yeah.
Plus, when you have the gun, you can melt them pretty quick because 2 of them just kind of stand there and take
once
it.
Once you get the gun, doing the fucking thing is so easy.
Like, it is easy.
Of course it is. Well,
but, It's fun. I mean, we can probably, the hardest part is going to be getting people through the jumping puzzle part, which is the first half of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you get to see Vogue? Did you look through the portal and get to see Vogue?
Yeah, we went through the portal and we did the Oracle part for the ship.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's definitely unique, because they were just like, oh, it's Oracle this, and I'm like, what? Which one? Like, I had no idea. And they're shooting them, and I'm like, I'm just here.
Yeah, I should watch a video, is what you guys are saying.
Yeah.
I shouldn't try and blind run this shit. No.
You can.
You should probably watch the Datto video.
Hey, did you watch that Datto video?
Yeah.
Just want to finish the normal mission. You can do it blind. There's a lot of ads you got to clear in a couple of rooms. And it's the time on it's pretty brutal for the most part.
When I finally got the chance to do it, and I don't know, we won't spend too much time on this because I have a feeling like every fucking Destiny podcast is obviously going to be talking about this. But when I finally got a chance to do it, it was last night, and it was like I was like, I'm not going to do it. And then my wife went to bed early. I was like, oh, there's a fucking chance. Like, yes, I will do the laundry. I'll do the laundry. What other laundry do we have?
Yes, honey, go to bed. You're tired. Yeah,
good night. Oh, God, you look so sleepy and beautiful. Did I mention beautiful? And so I came down.
Well, when I come back to bed, I'll rub your back for you.
Yeah. And so I came out and I saw Racer was on, and then I saw Hazel was on. And so we got together, and at that point, I think it had been like, what, I don't know, 6 hours of just nothing but Cabal. Bungie had just tweeted out like, oh, you know, we're going to check this out or something. And it's like they flipped a switch on Blighted events, and all of a sudden they started, and we went within, I don't know, it wasn't that long, maybe like a half an hour of just kind of hanging out. But it was good because I think I got up to like 180.
180 what?
180 power level. And, I mean, not 180, 380, sorry. And I finally felt like, okay, maybe I could make some stuff happen in here. But we got in, and the jumping puzzle was no joke.
No, it's not.
It's not a joke.
And you don't have to be 380 for it, because I was only 375 for most of it.
And it didn't matter. I still was awful. but the jumping puzzle was really neat because at one point, like, it has this, like, really cool music. It reminded me of, like, Blade Runner 2040. It was just this really cool
thing. Yeah, it's got this old retro music when you hit the big room.
Yeah.
Sick movie, by the way.
Yes. Oh,
I really liked it.
Great.
More than I thought I would.
So did I. I was like, ah. And then I was like, ooh. But yeah, so once you get through the jumping puzzle, you know, then we got to the room and we started shooting shit and stuff was really hard. It's just shit everywhere. It's fucking
all the shit.
All the shit, really super hard. It's like all the worst shit you could cram into one like little room. It's like, let's put it there and then have you try and kill stuff. So we didn't make it. I think we made it to like the second room on the first try.
Okay.
And then the event came like really soon after that, and then those guys fucking somebody DDoSed them and they got kicked out, right? And so we were kind of separated from them. I was like, well, I'm already in here, so I just started like running the fucking jumping puzzle to try and figure it out or to see how fast I could get through it, because some parts were harder than others, I thought. And and then I think we tried it maybe like two more times, but at that time, the last time we did it, it's funny, we did get to the final room, and so we're trying to kill this guy, and we killed him. I was like, that's the guy, right? We did it. And they're like, no, we have two more of those guys to kill before the final guy comes out. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm thinking like, oh, we're now, like, how did you guys do this like second try? It was so fucking hard. And
I sat with the Darcy in the very, very back and just everything I had.
Yeah.
Plus, we had two. It was me and Rocker were both hunters doing Arc Strider with the Raiden Flux. And Racer was a Titan doing Hammer Strike. So he'd go out, hit one of the bosses, and we would just go to die, basically suicide mission, until we ran out of super or we got killed. whichever came first, and you can take down about half a boss.
Yeah. And then, like I said, it was like 2:15-ish on the last run. I was like, oh, would you want to do another one? I was like, nah, you know what? It's going to be a no for me, dog. I gotta get up and be an adult tomorrow. And I just knew. I knew in my heart. I was like, Racer is not going to bed.
No.
Ever again.
Oh, you don't know Racer. He'll play until he gets it, and then he'll be like, "Well, I got to be up in 40 minutes. I guess I'm going to be tired tomorrow.
I think I'm skipping the gym in the morning." No shit.
Yeah. So he's.
I sleep longer on the train into God work bless than him, that bro. Guy gets some nights.
He stayed up till 3:40. I'm like, you know what? It's a really cool gun, but it's not worth that. I would rather go to bed. And I was still like, when I got home from work at like 4:30 today, I mean, I was on the highway just like fucking smacking myself and had the window down. I was,
you know what,
so
though?
Tired.
I will say this. He's not shy about going back to help other people.
No, not
no.
at all.
He's good about that too.
Not at
no,
all.
No, like he was the first one to go like, oh, I think two of us could trip or someone through. I'm like,
absolutely.
Okay.
Now that he's got the gun, he'll be like, "Let's do uh-huh. this. Let's do this, boys." And that's what I love. And we were in there.
Well,
it was
he
him.
Wants to stay up till 4 a.m.
Fuck
you
it.
Know what? We should be encouraging this.
And
we
it
should.
Was. And you know, speaking of another Sherpa, a DTP Sherpa, while we were in, it was him and Hazel and I. And so him and Hazel stayed up, and they called in one of their buddies to do it, and then they finally got it. So,
see, that's what I'm talking about, man. Fuck. Good guys.
Yeah. Damn good guys. So yeah, so then that happened. That's pretty much it, video games wise for me. I think we're all caught up to me video games wise at this point. That's about it. Oh, we did the raid. That was pretty fun the other night. That's kind of where that Owen Wilson clip came from that I was playing.
Wow.
I don't even know. It's just one of those nights, like Rick, you guys have that where it's just like all of a sudden shit just starts going really weird places. When you're playing with your buddies.
And a fire team of six guys is doing Owen Wilson wows.
That's
pretty much every time we get together.
Yeah, right?
So I'm in an Australian clan that's like pretty much like, hey, you're in the fire team. And
how
things
you going?
Go sideways.
I wanted to ask you how about you going, that. Mike? Does it ever get, when they're like going back and forth with their Australian, are you ever like, what the fuck is going on with these?
I've had to Google some words a couple times. And then there's like bad words that mean good things and good words that mean bad things. I mean, it's really convoluted.
Have you tried Marmite?
No.
Okay, no. You should eat some of that while they listen.
I'm not eating anything from Australia.
It's like a spread. It's fucking, I don't know what it is.
No Promite, no Vegemite, no Marmite. I'm not eating any of that. Ugh.
No mites at all?
Peanut butter is a spread. I'm good. I don't need veggie spread. I don't even like veggies in a non-spread form. It's like the first thing I did, I got home, I had a hamburger, and I took the lettuce, I threw that shit in the fucking trash can. I don't want salad on my fucking burger.
What am I, a fucking rabbit?
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, that's funny. But yeah, it was just like an hour and a half of just wow, every time somebody did something. That was fun, though.
Actually, the last raid I did, I was the asshole that fucked it up for everyone. Because everything kind of fell apart at the gauntlet, and I'm running.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to get through. We weren't trying to do any challenges or anything. And I'm like, I never die. And not on this part. And like every run, I die. I just fall. I fall over. I die. Nobody shoot me. I just fall into the abyss. And it's like, you know, the fifth attempt, it's like, well, guys, we've been going a few hours. You know, it's getting late. Let's call it. And everybody just hears me come through the microphone. Fuck. What did you do? I didn't know I was wearing lion rampets. Because I never wear those. So yeah. I kept gliding over the target. I'm thinking I'm wearing dune marches. So geez. I was the asshole that ruined the raid last time.
I was definitely the asshole that ruined a couple runs this week. I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't paying attention. And then it was like, Justin, you're supposed to punch that Zion. I was like, oh, yeah. I was just like,
you rotated.
I was like, squirrel.
You rotated left. You should have gone right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what are you doing here? Why is everybody here?
Why are you going
fucking union meeting or some shit? What's going on?
Guys, we don't need to place the blame anywhere. Let's just start it over.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I did see the name Meef J has died pop up a few few times.
Oh, a couple times, a few times, at least.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm not dying. It's like,
failed to impress.
What the hell? You're
getting seen by dogs and shit. Like, come on, man.
I know, that's the best part, that it says who got seen by the dogs. Like, oh, fuck yeah, it wasn't me. Oh, it's so good. Speaking of us, Trey, you made some joke this week on the show, something about, like, and maybe it was, like, in the intro or something about the British prison or something like that. I don't know.
Coming to you live from the largest British prison colony in the known universe.
Yeah, that was great.
If you want to hang with Australians, just what you have to realize is you have to fuck with them like you hate them. And that's a sign of endearment. Because
mm-hmm.
I literally spent 2/3 of Gaudian Con trying to get video to fuck with Mylan when he got back from vacation. Like, that's how I spent the majority of my Gaudian Con.
Yeah, so. I saw the one from the, I guess, from the lore panel. How was Gaudian Con for you, by the way?
I wore myself out one day. Yeah. That's where I fell short. Because I'm one of those people. I actually told this story to somebody at work the other day. When I was a kid and I played sports, I was that guy on the team that was too stupid to sit down when I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just kept going till I got injured. That never leaves you as a person. So, like, I literally sat down for like an hour during the whole first Friday of Gaudian Con, or the Friday of Gaudian Con, until 2:30 in the morning. Like, even when we went out to the after parties and the meetups, I still was standing. It's like, why don't you have a seat? It's like, if I sit down, I won't know how drunk I am.
Yeah.
Like, that's my barometer. If I start to wobble, I know I need to slow down. But I got up the next day and hung with the Focus Fire Chat guys. And it was about 1:30. It's like, I got some adult shit I got to do today anyway. I'm just going to go home. I'll catch up with you guys later. And then that just never happened because I had a minor foot accident later on in the afternoon. I'm like, you know what? I can read the signs on the wall. I'm going to call this one to save up for next year.
That's funny. Are you? You're not too far away from there, right? You're in Florida.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm in Tampa. I'm literally 5 minutes from the convention center.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I always last year my job sent me to Tampa. Actually, no, they sent me to Fort Myers, but it was
I'm sorry.
It was the weekend after, or no, the weekend before. I was like, why the fuck couldn't you just send me like one more weekend? I've been trying to get down there forever, and it has not been in the cards. But they couldn't send me, like, wait one more weekend to fucking send me down there. But I'm hoping next year I'll get a chance to do it. It stinks. There's, like, so many people that you talk to over the internet. And, you know, I would love to meet, just having done this show for, like, years now. It would just be really cool to go. But, like I said, always next year.
That's what I wanted to catch up with the people I've been friends with for a while and have just never seen or really had a chance to talk to. Like, I have made a point. It's like, okay, I have to catch up with Beard Grizzly and I have to catch up with Dan.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I talk to no one else, you know, mission accomplished.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wouldn't go there for the con. Like, I don't really know what was there. Or, I mean, sure, fun to play Gambit and all that stuff. But I want to go down there because that's the concentration of the people that I know in the community, you know, besides like meeting up with these jokers, and really the only one I've ever met is Boost. But now he's moving away from me. So at least we had our one lunch together at Wendy's on that sweet, sweet day. But yeah, but that's what
I honestly couldn't tell you one thing that happened at the con besides what I saw on replay after the fact, like on the main stage, when it was going on, I paid no attention to it. It was because I was always trying to catch up with this guy, that guy. Oh, wait, I know that guy, and he's friends with this guy. I know. Hey, fuck you. I don't like you. That only happened once. I'm sorry.
See, that's the shit. Like, I mean, I'd ask that for anybody that ever goes to Gaudian Con. I always, you know, say like, okay, first question, who is the biggest dick? And I know they're not going to tell me, but I want to know for myself.
Oh, I'll tell you off the air. I have no problem. Like, hey, I'm such and such. And literally, I'm just like, yeah, not a fan.
Yeah.
That's and he just kind of looked at me and kept walking.
He didn't just point to his T-shirt and be like, that's me. That's me.
Check my street, by the way, dog.
By the way, I wouldn't even get it. I'd get a fucking flag if it was me. I'd be like, I'm Stu, motherfuckers. Come in. I don't make YouTube. I don't do none of that shit.
It's just a big streaming. It's a big Canadian flag with
Stu. Oh, I was just going to say Stu Gatto. You know, I was going to say don't forget the underscore.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good. Or
for,
just
for next year.
I'm going to write this down. I'm not actually going to write it down. I don't write shit down.
The first day there was like a smoker's lounge before they shut it down. And there was one guy that was always out there talking to his buddy. And I'm on the phone, like I'm chit-chatting with people trying to catch up with this guy, the other guy. So finally, like the third or fourth time I go out, I just turn, I'm like, dude, I don't know who you are, but I know your voice. And he's like, really? And then I walked around his buddy, and it's Mesa Sean. I knew this because his t-shirt said Mesa Sean. I'm like, you're Mesa Sean. He's like, yeah, I am. And I'm wearing my own t-shirt. And it was, but his delivery was so funny when he said it. I ended up talking to him like the rest of the week, you know, the rest of the time I was at the con. But just a genuinely good dude. He was older than me, which is an achievement.
How old's that guy?
He's about 45.
No shit.
You got to give him that out of here like Vladimir when you're done your butt. You're like, see ya, man.
No shit. I mean, I'm 40. I would assume like late 30s, but no way I would think that guy was 45. That's
his hair is immaculate.
Oh, he's got gorgeous hair.
Oh no, he puts work into that, bro. It's
you have a nice like head of hair yourself. I mean, I feel a little awkward here because we're all follically challenged on this show.
Yeah, except, you know what? Fuck you and your hair. Yeah. God damn it.
I see. Oh. You're like sitting there, you're constantly rubbing it. I see what you're doing. You're like rubbing it in.
I just cut like 6 inches off of this, by the way.
Yeah. I bet you still own I bet you have a brush. This guy.
I have a brush. Singular.
God. Remember when we owned brushes, guys?
Yeah, it was with that picture I posted in our Twitter. I look at that and I was like, look at how much hair I had.
Yeah. No, even when I had hair, it wasn't cool to brush it. It had to be fucking shaggy and stuff.
Oh, did you not see that picture? I didn't brush that. That was just, you know.
I've been thinking about chopping it all off for like a week now.
I wouldn't.
I'm like, I'm tired of fucking with this. I'm about to get the razor out.
It's fantastic. I was thinking the other day, I was like, why the fuck, like, I took really good care of my hair when I had it. Like, I washed it every, you know, I conditioned, I was great to my hair. Like, what did I do that was so wrong that it left me? It's like that girlfriend that you're like, you know what? You're just too nice. You're just too nice to me. I can't be with you.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me. And then my hair's fucking out of here.
It's not you, it's me, it's us.
Yeah.
Is that what our hair did?
I think our hair, it's not you, it's me.
It's not you, it's me, but I need to see other people's heads. Yeah. Like, it just isn't working for me.
I need some other heads.
It's lumpy. It's misshapen. It's like, get your shit together, man.
Oh, boy.
You keep buying the shampoo and conditioner in the one bottle. I deserve to be treated better than this.
I know. It's like my wife is
now.
Like,
I don't even. Now it's just, I just need body wash because it's all body. Everywhere is body. It's all the same shit right now.
My stepson went bald at 19. And every time it comes, because we don't talk about it often, but when it comes up, I immediately go, you didn't lose any hair. It's just moving down.
Let me ask
from
you
like
a
the
question.
Cheeks down, he is like a Wookiee.
So yeah. Your stepson, you said?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the grandfather on his mother's side, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say, right? The grandfather on the mother's side?
That's absolutely true. Cause my grandfather's, he's living, he's 91 years old.
No shit.
No, yeah. It's not true because my grandfather is 89 or 88 and he's got a full head of hair. Me and my cousins were all fucking cue balls.
My mom's dad, he started going bald at 19. I mean, I have a lot more hair at 40 than he had at 40 for sure.
Well, I'm sure there's, you know, recessive genes wives' tales and things. I know I didn't get my hair from my father's side of the family because they're balder than you, motherfucker.
I hate to break it to you guys, but it's all evolution, right? And like as we're evolving as a species,
so what are you?
We don't really need hair,
Stu.
So like, oh fuck! Apparently, a thumb or something.
Just one giant.
I'm evolving into a fire hydrant.
At least I still have a freaking chin over here. One day, it's just all gonna be I'll look like King Hippo from. Yeah,
I need a beard to like create a chin. It's like an optical illusion. But my boys, they have my wife's hair, and their hair is so thick, like I can't even feel scalp when I like run my hands through it because I cut their hair really short for the summertime, and it's like just growing in a little bit where it's, you know, kind of not crew cutish, but yeah, it's like if I run my fingers through, it's just thick matted hair. This always comes back to hair with us. Let's move in. Let's do something else.
And lactose intolerance.
And lactose intolerance, yeah.
We'll get to that later, too.
Don't worry, that's coming up.
Yeah. I know it is. Oh, I knew it.
But let's do...
Let's do some stuff.
Yeah, let's do this.
Housekeeping!
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
And that's DTP Housekeeping. Housekeeping this week, we have a website. It's dadtalespodcast.com. Please go and check that out. There, while you are there, you can find links to our Discord. Personally, I don't know why you're not in it. You've been waiting this long. Maybe you feel awkward about it. That's on you. That's not on me. You know, I'm just saying, it's not that hard to download the app to get in the Discord. Also, we have a link to our Patreon. You can find all the exclusive goodies and stuff there. And we also have a sponsor. That's gamersups.gg. You can save yourself 10% off using the promo code DTP. Oh, my gosh. Gamersups. Freak, have you ever had... You probably had Gamersups while you were at GuardianCon. I'm sure they had fantastic flavors. Being sponsored by Gamersups, we actually get samples from the research and development team. Stu, what did you have this week?
They sent me another one from their International Delights menu, actually. Yeah, this one was...
Oh, really?
It was pretty good. It comes in two varieties. It's spicy tuna roll, and ooh, you can get it with soy or without soy sauce.
Oh, I would.
So,
like,
you know, it depends what you want, but
with
spicy
soy,
tuna...
Every time.
That's my recommendation. It's get the spicy tuna roll with the soy sauce. Spicy tuna roll.
Spicy tuna roll.
That's a different media. Oh, shit. That's a different media, bro. That's...
Oh, I say, I saw it. That guy's videos on X Hamster.
Yeah,
spicy tuna roll.
Spicy tuna roll. He's back with a vengeance, yo.
I couldn't hold it together. I just kept hearing it in my head. Oh,
so
no, you
spicy.
Did say it.
So spicy.
Spicy tuna roll.
Oh, God, it's a bit now.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's awesome. Baroque, did you get the samples that I sent you?
Yeah, I got a new sample here. It was pretty good. It was a car wax egg roll.
Mmm.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. The nice waxy, you know, vegetably oily flavor.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know what? I got one, too. This one is a little... This is from their artisanal line that they're starting out. I think they're going to roll these out in, like, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's kind of thing.
Sign me up. I love that shit.
It's couch booger relish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it's... I mean, it's salty.
I mean, spicy tuna roy sounds pretty good by comparison.
Yeah. Rick, did you get that sample that I sent you? I don't know if you got that one. I think I overnighted it.
I mean, was it a 12-pack of Coors Light?
Yep, it was. Coors Light.
Oh, then yes, then I got it. Because if you said no, then I just would have said it probably got thrown right in the garbage.
Let me see here. Let me go on to the hashtag MyGGFlavor, and let's see if there's anything new in there, kids. I guess I probably should have done this before I started this bit.
We have time. It's fine.
My
go with
GG
it.
Flavor. We do have some new ones in here, boys. Our buddy Meef J, his new favorite is French onion soup and sweat.
Hmm.
Yeah, I could see how that would be a favorite. Tony Death got sent a couple of them. He likes the new kimchi and sausage grease.
Oh
yeah, and three-week-old urinal cake. So
again, memories. Yes.
So get out there if you guys have a flavor that you like. Just hit me up at hashtag MyGGFlavor. Remember, don't tag us in that.
Ever.
Do not tag Dad Tales. Just post it. Anywho. All right. Okay. Let's, what?
You guys want to learn some stuff?
You know I want to learn some stuff, Stu.
All right.
Here we go. On. Hold on. This computer's acting really
real professional, dude.
Fucking wonky tonight, dude.
Trying to fucking teach people here things and stuff. Get their brain learning.
And you know what? I'm breaking the fourth wall here a little bit. Hold on. Here we go.
And the fifth wall.
And the
all the walls.
I'm breaking all the walls.
Isn't that the ceiling?
I'm trying to make it low so it doesn't distract you. Go ahead.
All right. So I think this is 2 weeks in a row that we're learning shit here. So
yeah.
It's pretty good for you, I guess.
Yeah.
This week,
loves it.
In honor of our guest, we are going to learn something about Florida. This week, we're going to learn about something called the Florida alligator.
Ooh.
And what the Florida alligator is when you're getting a blowjob underwater, and she or he, okay, it's 2018, and they bite your penis. So, use it as an example. Whoa, dude. You got a Florida alligator. Damn, that must have really hurt. And, yeah, that's what we got this week. Florida alligator.
Chomp, chomp.
Get educated, bro.
Chomp, chomp. Oh, my God. That's so good. Oh, it's too funny. Oh, my gosh. Why we're talking... Oh, two things. Speaking of Florida alligators,
how are you segueing out of this? Let's hear this.
So, I'm just going to put this out there now to everybody. If you don't have Reddit HD Picks, it's an app. Go to the App Store, Google fucking, I don't know, whatever. This app is great because it cuts through, like, I have my regular Reddit app, and then I have this pick app, pictures app, and basically what it is, it's just photos from Reddit, so you can go into any kind of subject, like what the fuck, or it comes with like standard ones like pics, all gaming, funny, what the fuck, whatever, and then you could go in and put subreddits in there. So if you learn about a new subreddit, you can go in there, and if there's pictures associated with that subreddit, you could just fly right through these. Well, I found one, and every time I find one, I'm not going to tell you any of my subreddits. Well, I'll tell you this one, but I definitely will not show anybody what my subreddits are, except for this one I found the other day, and it's r/mildlypenis. And so basically...
Oh, boy.
What? It's just photos of things that look like dicks. Like, this guy's holding this hairless dog, this hairless puppy... Or, like, this one right now is a loaf of bread that's just kind of, like, crinkled on the end. Hold on, let me see if you guys could see that picture.
What's it called?
Here's one.
Mild penis
here's
or
one.
Something?
It's a cloud formation that just looks like
oh, my God. That looks remarkable.
That's spot on, actually.
It
like on. Veins and shit.
Here's one. It's just... It's just nothing. It's not like real. It's not pictures of dicks. It's just like things that look like dicks. Oh my God, it's so funny. Here's one. Look at these boxing gloves.
Wow. And they're called pink gloves.
Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to tell everybody about that. Another thing before we get to our next segment,
I'm going to send you guys a picture in chat in a second.
Okay. Is, it was Prime Day this past week. And I bought the Alexa Ghost, the Destiny Ghost. It was, yeah, Baroque has it. It was $80 off.
Yep.
$9 this fucking thing costs. It's amazing. It doesn't do dick because I don't have an Alexa.
Yep.
One day.
Well, but that's,
you see,
the thing.
It's the concept of, this cost me $10. The little vinyl ones that just sit there and do nothing are $14.99.
Yeah, they're $14.99 at GameStop for like this, but at least this one. But my mother-in-law came over last night and we're talking about whatever. And apparently our anniversary is coming up on Saturday and they got us an Alexa for our anniversary. I was like, oh, great. fucking ghost is going to sit here. It's going to light up because you can ask it, like, you know, who's online or change my loadout. You can tell it to do shit. So, so that's pretty funny. And then also, hold on, Stu's sending me dirty pictures.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Let's see.
Okay, so before you guys tell anybody what this is, I'm not going to even say anything.
I don't know.
Let me just tell you that I got this as a text message from my wife.
It's intimidating.
While I was at lunch with people from work, so I looked, and it has, like, the little mini preview image.
Yeah.
So I looked, and I was like, yo, what the fuck? And I exited out of that.
Oh,
I mean, number one, she's not sending me those pictures, so I was like, did she mean to send this to me? Like, maybe this was meant for somebody else, but anyway.
Oh, that's fucked.
Right?
Oh, God.
Especially if you just see the little mini image, you're like, what is going on? Like, I can't have people seeing.
I'm eating with my boss.
Oh, my God. That is fucking awesome. Yeah, I sent my wife this picture the other day. I'm trying to find it. Basically, it was just like out of the blue. I sent her a picture of Dick Van Dyke. It's like, what is this? It's like, I just wanted to send you a dick pic in the middle of the day. But before we get to our next segment, our buddy Gunbait sent over something the other day, and it's too good to wait on. So Gunbait and Elmer Fudd were on, what, episode 5, right? 105.
105.
And, yeah. So we did Disaster Piece Theater. We didn't have enough people to do Disaster Piece Theater tonight, Rick, but you'll have to come back and do it with us at some point.
I'm in.
Oh, yes.
Basically what it is, we need an even number of people to do it. Now we have an even number of people, but fucking Boost shows up and ruins the whole thing. No. Basically, we pair off and we pick a movie scene and then we reenact it. And usually it's horrible. And then the other people have to guess what movie it's from. And so our buddy Gunbait from Hoot Dog Radio sent me over this clip. Actually, not clip. It's a new intro to Disaster Piece Theater. Here it is.
No, well, that fucking sucks.
It's really short.
What the hell?
You are listening to Disaster Piece Theater.
Yes, that is brilliant. Fucking perfect.
Oh, it's so good. Gunbait, thanks so much, man. I appreciate that.
My God, I can't wait. Let's bring that thing back ASAP.
That's what I told him. I was like, you know, usually I was gonna let Disaster Piece Theater breathe for a little bit before we bring it back again. But I couldn't wait to play it for us to do the segment. So anyway, but we are going to go into another segment right here, and that is Guardian's Choice. So Rick, Guardian's Choice is when I give the guests and the fellas here a would you rather scenario. And so when we're done, I'm going to open the floor for questions. I will close the floor without anybody saying anything. It'll just happen and you won't know when. And then you all have to make your decisions. So, I tweeted out earlier tonight I had to do two Guardian's Choice. I had to come up with two Guardian's Choice things, one for Potato Thumb's one-year anniversary and one for ours. And spoiler alert, they both involve boners. So, here we go. Would you rather... hold on. First of all, I want you to pick... In your mind, I want you to think of, like, an awesome car. What's, like, a... fucking dope car that you would be like, it's a supercar. It would be awesome to drive this thing or to own it. What are you thinking of? What are you thinking of, Baroque?
Hennessy H1 Venom.
That's a sweet.
Or F5 Venom. That thing's just, yeah.
That's a sweet ride. What about you, Steve?
I don't think I could fit in it.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Either like a mid-90s Lamborghini Diablo or a new Ferrari 458.
Like the kind Jose Canseco was like leaning up against.
I think his was a Countach. No, his was a Countach.
Really? I thought it was a Diablo.
Was it? I don't know.
Him and Mark McGuire were leaning up against it in the poster I had on my wall.
I shit you not. I've seen one in real life, and it was the most frightening vehicle I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It scared the shit out of me just sitting there rumbly.
Rick, how about you?
Oh, I go old school. The 1959 Lincoln Continental convertible with suicide doors.
Oh, nice.
What a pimp.
Tell me.
Holy shit.
That is fucking sweet.
Black on black?
It doesn't come in any other color, does it? If it doesn't, it fucking shouldn't.
That is the correct answer.
And I'm going to go with like an old school GTO. One pulled up next to me the other day. I was picking my daughter up from the summer program she's in, and it was just fuck. Oh my god, it was so nice. But it was like that. Like it was. They restored it, but it was kind of like a Chip Foose kind of restored, you know, or had like kind of really cool parts on it. Anyway, that's what I'm thinking of. All right. So, would you rather get to have this car that you love, but you have to get a tattoo every time you get a boner? Or you never, ever get diarrhea ever again, but you have to wear roller skates instead of shoes.
This is fucking easy, man. I don't even need any questions.
No.
You don't need
any cow.
Gosh, I did it again, didn't I? Damn. Again,
I'm an adult. I don't know how many times you think I get diarrhea that I need to be so concerned about it, but like my diet is good. I get my fruits and vegetables. These questions
that say more about me than they do about anything else.
I eat a lot of greens. It's nice in here right now. I don't need to worry about that. Do I get to choose the tattoo I get because I get this cool car?
Well, I don't know how many boners you. Like, is it could be like
I'm going to be covered, man. I'm going to be covered.
That's what I was like. Every time I get in this car and rev it up, I'm going to have to get a new tattoo.
I'm just going to look at my kick-ass car and get a boner.
Get in the car. Okay, go to the tattoo shop. I need another one.
I don't see the problem with this scenario. I mean,
do your tattoos mean anything? Oh, you got no idea. Holy shit. Let me tell you.
How come like your right ass is nothing but just like number ticks? And I'm like, yeah, you just have no idea.
My back looks like Edmond Dantes from Count of Monte Cristo's like cell wall. It's just nothing how but about like ticks and slashes.
Like from Black Panther.
Exactly. Each one of these is from a boner.
Is this your king? Yeah. Boner king?
Just look like the girl from The Blind Spot. It's like, yeah, we'll do some. We'll do everything means something. Yeah. It's a journey. Start at the middle finger on my left hand and follow all the way down to my gonads.
Oh my gosh,
it's a journey.
I'm crying. Oh my god. Yeah, I guess not everybody gets diarrhea a lot. I don't know. That's the name of this episode.
I don't get it enough to like you know.
I don't know.
Want to wear roller skates all the time.
I mean, even if I had like chronic diarrhea, I would still take the car because I would just shit in the car at that point because it doesn't matter. Nobody can see me shitting myself from outside the car. I just look like a bad motherfucker.
And you look like an even more badass because you're covered with tattoos from all the boners.
Yeah, so I mean.
All right. It's I don't even wrong. Have to ask. Everybody's getting the car. All right.
This is not a perfect scenario. Go with it.
All right.
Usually they're a lot more, you know, you gotta be real.
A little more sweet and sour on each one where it's like, oh, it's this, but this.
You need to think about it a little more.
The roller skates were the deal breaker. It's like, because no man is ever going to go, yeah, I would wear roller skates.
Well, I try and make these as, I don't know. I'm workshopping this idea about, and when it shows up, you know, listeners, I'm sure you'll be excited. Hopefully you'll be excited. Workshopping this idea about how the length of your penis is supposed to, like, how tall you are. So if you add a half an inch on, you get shorter by 4 inches. So it's like, it's a give and a take. It's like kind of like buffing a weapon, right? It's like, where's the sweet spot? You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm...
So I would be like 4 foot one.
Well, I'm just trying to do the math.
Damn, here. I'm trying to work out
this bit in my head about, like, you know, this hard decision you have to make. It was like, where do you equal it out?
Well, no, I'm trying to do the math in my head here, and I'm just, you know, trying to figure it out.
It's this real Sophie's choice, right?
I'm 6'4". I got some inches I can go down to gain some.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
I go the reverse?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Oh. All right.
I wish I was a little bit taller.
This guy over
there. I wish I was a baller.
You know.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's get into Song of the Week. How about that? Boost did not give any song tonight. And sorry, that's your fucking problem, bro. But tonight, in honor of Man at Arms 2112, and I didn't even put two and two together, and I messaged you out of the blue.
You can't. Like, they're separated by ones.
I know.
Right? Like, that's... Holy Jesus. Shit. That's a dad joke.
That is.
Wow.
But I was like, 2112, is that a Rush reference? It was like, yes! I was like, fuck yeah, we're doing Rush songs for Song of the Week. So, yes, that is exactly it. It is Rush songs for Song of the Week. And as our guest, I will go to you first. What song, and actually first let me explain to the audience, if this is your first time listening, we have a playlist on Spotify. You can also hear the podcast on Spotify, but if you go to Dad Tales Podcast, it'll bring up the playlist and the podcast. Go into the playlist, we have a shit ton of songs in there.
243
songs, nice. To be exact. Four of those songs are already Rush songs. And
we're going to get another four.
Putting another four in the tank tonight, baby. And we're not done. We're just going to keep loading them in there. The Holy Trinity. Let's do it. All right. Rick is our guest. I'll let you have the honors of adding the first song tonight.
Oh, you have to go with the first song. You have to go with Working Man.
There you go.
Good choice.
Excellent choice.
With the original drummer who fucked up and left the band.
God, that guy.
Well, I don't know if he fucked up, though, because...
Did he? What? No,
I mean, it kind of worked out for everybody else.
Did he quit? I thought they let him go.
He may have fixed the band by leaving.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, he definitely fixed the band by leaving, because there is no way, like...
There's this Neil Peart dude. He's pretty good. You want to hear him out?
If they had done that, he would still been working in his dad's auto parts store somewhere in Ontario. What a waste that would have been. All right. Stewie G.
I respectfully request to go last because I could not choose. So I'm going to kind of fill in based on what you guys say.
As our resident Canadian, I will honor that request.
One time I saw Geddy Lee at a Blue Jays game and I shit you not, I was like a child. I was like, I want to go say hi. But he was too far and, you know, I don't want to bother the guy.
Yeah. This guy who was working in this lab that I was at this week, I forget where he was. He was in like Annapolis or something, and he saw Jack White, and he was like freaking out because he loves Jack White. And he was like, yeah, I didn't want to ask him for a picture or anything. He's like, but when I was walking away, here's a picture of his back. he's like, just so I can tell people like the story. I guess like he turned around and just took this picture of like Jack White. I think they were like filming a video in the on the stairway where the Exorcist fall takes place in Annapolis, and he was doing something there. So, Baroque, how about you, bud?
I still have a few I'm gonna go between, but I think I'm gonna go with Free Will.
That's a good choice, but I mean, even if you didn't make a choice, you still have made a choice, right? If you can't decide.
Wow.
Not how it works.
That is how it works. And I am going to go with, speaking of cars, I'm going to go with Red Barchetta.
Yeah.
Fucking, that song is so good.
Well, guys, I got a problem here. Because I thought I could whittle things down, but I can't. You guys picked... I had, like, 9 options, so you helped.
There's some really good options. Obvious options that we didn't pick.
Closer to the Heart. Let's just go with that.
There you go.
There's too many other ones to choose from, but
this is like a band.
Such an iconic sound to it, you know.
Oh yeah, this is like a band like Queen, where you just want to add every fucking song. Do we want to do? Hey, I'm gonna call an audible.
Do it.
Double pick.
We're doing two songs tonight.
All right.
Fuck yeah. All right. Start the rotation all the way up again. All right, Rick, what do you got?
Oh, Queen, easy.
We're doing two Rush songs.
Oh, I thought we were adding Queen.
We did
Queen already.
We did Queen two weeks ago, and they were all the songs were so good, we decided to add another Queen
song. If you want to throw the guy a Queen song.
If you want to do a Queen song.
That. But we got eight songs already from Queen.
No, because I have to throw in like a bad Rush song that I really like for some reason, Test for Echo. Unless that's in there already.
No, it's not.
No, that's not on there.
Okay.
It's a bad song, and I really like it. I don't know why.
Oh, we've got mostly good songs, but out of 240 something.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of Baroque songs in there.
Because you've never heard of them doesn't mean they're not good.
That's all right.
We're just busting your balls.
Steve and Ben know all your songs. And I'm going to go with, fuck it, I'm going to go with Limelight.
Ooh. Yes, good choice.
That's a song when I'm like pulling up to drop the kids off at the pool. I like turn it up a little bit so all the parents can hear me fucking rocking out the fucking Rush when I'm pulling up. Like, yeah, that's right.
Showing you slap at the face.
Slap it. Oh, that's the clip I wanted to get tonight. Damn it, I forgot. Slap at the face. All right, Stu.
It's not. All right. You know what? It's the airport code for Toronto. YYZ.
There you go.
It's not my favorite Rush song.
That wasn't in there.
Nope. See, I thought I picked that one for when we did Years We Were Born, but it wasn't on the list. Yeah. So
I also am scrolling here and I forgot La Villa Strangiato. That's a good one. I thought that was on there as well. All right.
Yeah. Well, fellas, next week is another week.
Hey, I love YYZ because it sounds like freaking Mega Man soundtrack.
Fucking great.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
All right. That's too funny. Since no one has said it and I have to go, there's no way we can ever have all these Rush songs without having the song.
Don't do it.
Tom Sawyer.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, he did it.
The man.
You have to have it on there. I mean,
I knew somebody was going to pick that.
I was trying not to pick it.
It's one of those songs that you almost don't want to pick it because that's just the song. But
that's the song, right? Yeah.
But and then again,
while I was waiting for you to answer, my butthole clenched a little bit because I swear to a part of him was like, he's going to pick Trees.
Oh, no. He would not. Mind you, if anybody would. And the maples and the oaks are fighting. Dude, what the?
They were so high when they wrote
what
that
are
song.
Are you
so high?
Oh, my God. I still got it. I'm looking at the. Because we had talked about the Beyond the Lighted Stage. If you have Netflix, I don't know if it's on Netflix Canada.
Not anymore.
But it's still on down here. God, it's such a great document. I could just watch it over and over again. Because I've been on like a rock documentary kick again lately. And then I think, and then Rick, you suggested the Rush R40.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I got the name. It's a Rush Time Stand Still.
Oh, okay.
That's the last one they did. That's the 15 tour.
All right. I'll have to look at that one.
And I guess they're done now. So I'm going back to Slipknot and Pantera. So, you know, good times.
That kind of stinks that they're all done. I mean, I hope they do like one more concert, but they're all definitely getting older.
Hey, if the Rolling Stones can still tour, so can Rush.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's definitely a different physical demand between those two bands, because I haven't seen Charlie Watts move in 35 years.
No,
he's the drummer.
And the thing is, their songs are so complicated that it must not be as easy to play as like just like start me up, you know, like to play something like YYZ. It has to be a lot more labor
intensive. Oh, the wear and tear.
Yes, I've looked at the tab for like a lot of these songs, and it's just like,
no,
I'm not learning that one.
They're insanely technical. Like their music, it admittedly took a while to grow on me. Like when I was younger, I was like, that's shit. I don't like that. Blah 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 blah. And then, you know, I'm no musician by any means, but I've played a few instruments and I've dabbled in it, whatever.
Yeah, we have a clip of it right here. I could play.
Oh, don't you fucking dare, man.
Never mind.
Do it.
I'll do it later.
Well, no joke. I did look at, I think it was Tom Sawyer, the bass tab for it. And it actually changes time signature 6 different times. So you have to go through one part, and then you have to change time signature to play the next part.
I know
what
that's
about. And then change it to another one, to another part, and it's like, how the hell do you play that?
It doesn't want to play.
I like just that part even.
Okay.
That part's even better.
We in here. North Side 416-905 represent. You ready? You're not ready. Here we go. Well, my name is Stewie G, and I'm here to say...
All right. That's all you get.
That's enough.
That's all you get. I was speaking of, like, rock documentaries. I was flipping through the other night, and I came across one from a band that I really hadn't, another Canadian band from Kingston, Ontario, that I really wasn't too familiar with until I met you, Stu, and I know that you and Canuck Show, you guys both love these guys, and, I mean, I heard of them in, like, the 90s, because they were kind of, like, I think right around when REM was first kind of popping, like they were in that
alternative. That's a very good comparison.
Kind of, yeah, they were in,
but
that
not really.
Realm.
They were more, you know, still more artsy almost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, for sure. Is the Tragically Hip, and so they have a Tragically Hip has a documentary on Netflix. Long Train Running.
Long time running.
Sorry,
which is the name of one of their more beautiful songs that is also on our list.
Yes, it's such a great song, but basically, you know, the lead singer Gord Downie got brain cancer. 2016 was it? How long was he?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so he got brain
cancer 3 years ago thereabouts.
They had just got done their album. Their new album was coming out. He decided to take a more aggressive approach, and it's a great documentary. It's basically just about their last tour with Gord. And so, but in setting it up, you know, he got this tumor. They decided he had two choices. Either they could just take a little bit out and he would still have kind of like some form of life, but he wouldn't have that much life, or they could get really aggressive with it and he could lose his memory. He could lose like a bunch of stuff and, you know, be able to live a little longer. And so he decided to go more aggressive. So when he came out of it, I guess he was a little bit more lucid than they thought he was going to be. He was like, no, I still want to go with the tour. So they went through all these measures. Like, he couldn't even remember the words to the songs. But he got there. Like, and they were saying, like, at every show, they would have an EMS for the audience, and they would have an EMS for Gord in case he had like seizures or something on stage. They had no idea what was going to happen. And, but it was really beautiful. And not having been like I said, only in the past few years have I been listening to them, and the music is really great. And just the lyrics are great. And, you know, I could just, I listened to it and I could just picture like being at a barbecue, you know, at somebody's house in the summertime, sitting outside having beers and these songs playing in the background in Canada. But it's also crazy to me the fact that at the very end, they play their last show in Kingston and it's telecast all over Canada. Like, here is this country who's right next to us and has this band that is like just like these national heroes, I guess, basically, that everybody kind of knows that they celebrate. And, like, none of that trickled down here. It's just, it's crazy. They show people, like, I mean, they were showing it all over the country in theaters and whatever. And I don't know. It was really, really touching. And the songs are all great. And just to see these guys, you know, who had been together for 30 years, kind of have their last hurrah together. It was really, really touching.
It's weird with the Hip, because there's so many things that it's like, Canada wants to export to the States and say, hey, look at all this cool shit that we have here. Except for them. We're like, no, that's our little secret. They're ours. You know, we'll keep them. So, but yeah, it's pretty neat.
It's funny. That Sad. Is kind of how it felt. Like,
yeah. So. No, that's how it is. And the way that you hit the nail on the head, you know, that's patio music. That's cottage music. That's sitting on the deck with a beer music. That's just, it's ubiquitous with a summertime here where I'm from. So, yeah, really nice stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
If you're, I don't know, looking for something not really new, it's an older sound, but they're really good. Really nice stuff.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you're looking for something to listen to, go check them out. I mean, they have their this. I mean, the great thing about Spotify is they have all these, like, This Is Rush playlist, and it has all the popular songs on there, and it kind of lists them from most popular to least popular. Like, when we were first introduced to Ghost. Rick, have you ever heard of the band Ghost?
No.
Oh, fucking gotta go listen to Ghost. They're awesome. They're a metal band. Let's use rolling his eyes.
Wait, it's a metal band?
They're a metal band.
Wait, how is there a metal band that I don't know?
They're a Swedish metal band.
I mean, that's even more preposterous to me that I haven't heard of a Swedish metal band named Ghost.
They're very, they like the theatrics.
They put on a show.
Yeah, for sure. Ghost is great. And but it's like them. It's like, you know, once I found out about them, it's like, here's this whole fucking catalog of shit that I didn't like your videos. Like, here's this whole catalog of shit I had no idea was out there, and it's amazing. So that's I just love that about, like, learning shit about music and stuff. All right, that'll conclude our music stuff for tonight. And we wanted to touch on one last subject before we get out of here. And this is one that is very near and dear to my heart, probably all of your hearts out there. And that's sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that this was going to become a serious conversation. But I'm a player.
You know, like, how serious do you want to take this? Because, you know...
So what brought this on the other day is Saturday we had our last varsity swim meet for the kids. And I was starving because I had to be there at like 8 o'clock and meets last till like 12, and I'm just sitting there like my stomach's eating itself. Not that that's a bad thing, but I leaned over to my wife. I was like, "You're gonna take the kids?" I was like, "Do you want me to stop and get anything to eat?" She's like, "I want you to go to the deli." And this, you would have had to give me a tattoo after she told me this, right? "I want you to go to the deli. I want you to get some corned beef. I want you to get some coleslaw, rye, and Russian dressing, and we're going to make sandwiches." It's like, fuck yeah, we are. So there's this really great deli
Too
far away from us. And corned beef specials are one of my favorite things in the world. So basically, I'll just buy a loaf of this fresh-made rye bread. I'll get like a...
Wait. Before you go any further, if we're going to talk about sandwiches like that, can you put like Barry White or something in the background?
Actually,
cue the sexy music.
Hit it.
Rick, you don't know who you're dealing with. Obviously, my soundboard doesn't know.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to take the corn, and I'm going to take the rye bread, and I'm going to lather on the Russian dressing on either
Russian
side.
Russian dressing.
Oh, my God.
Then I'm going to put the...
Your new tattoo.
And then I'm going to put about an inch worth of corned beef. And that shit
more.
Is amazing.
Don't stop. More corned beef.
I was just staring at this sandwich. Give and I was beef. Just like, fucking love sandwiches, bro. And then that's when it hit me. We need to talk about sandwiches.
So I shit you not. I shit
not
you not.
Not typed top three, it in just chat. Sandwiches.
You yeah. typed it in the chat that morning, and the evening before I was thinking, you know what, man, we should do top three sandwiches. Top three was like an old segment that we used to do, and I don't know if we'll bring it back periodically or whatever, but it was like you were reading my mind.
It was just one of those things. I was like, man, I like, because, you know, we love food. We talk about food on here all the time, but just like something, it's like one of my favorite sandwiches to make. And the thing is like, it's not a cheap sandwich to make either. Like, to get the good corn, like, because we have to get the good lean corned beef. Like, it has no fat in it, but it's like $15 a pound. And then, you know, to get all the other stuff, I mean, it was like, I don't know. It wasn't a cheap lunch, but the thing is...
You do
like,
that every once in a while, though.
Yeah, but I'll get all the stuff, and I will eat it. I ate it for lunch, I ate it for dinner, I ate it for breakfast the next morning. Like, I'll just eat it until it's gone, and that's, oh, God, it's just so good. But I can't have it all the time, but...
It's like, do I need a 10-pound honey meat ham in my life? No. Am I going to buy one every 3 or 4 months and just throw that motherfucker in the fridge? Yes.
Yes, you are.
Is it a holiday? No, it is not. It's ham day, motherfuckers.
And then last week I made another good sandwich. Two things that exclusively live in my mind together is Maryland crab soup and a club sandwich. And when I say club sandwich, I mean the triple decker. We're talking, and I like it with wheat bread. I haven't had, it's been years since I've had white bread. But wheat bread, turkey, mayo, lettuce, tomato, bacon, ham, American cheese, three layers, boom, and then the Maryland crab soup. So I made Maryland crab soup just so I could eat it with my club sandwich. My wife loves BLTs, so BLTs are good as shit.
BLTs are good too, but like if you got some turkey, why not? You know, yeah. Why not make the club?
Add some turkey, add some ham. Yes. Why the hell not? I don't know. What about you guys?
That you put out that thing, and I'm like, are we going to limit this? Because I was like, are we going to include like all sandwiches? We're talking like, are we including paninis?
Oh, we can have some philosophical debates here.
Hot dogs.
We went
no.
Through hot dogs.
No, we're not even talking about hot dogs though, because like honestly,
I just brought that up.
I blew my own mind.
Yeah.
Is a pizza just an open face sandwich? Like one really big one.
No, pizza is an open calzone.
Yeah, which what is a calzone sandwich?
I mean, a calzone, okay. you flop that thing over, essentially, okay. But not really, because you still have the ceiling.
It's so more what like, came first, the pizza or the calzone?
These are the kind of questions that we're not supposed to know as humans.
We don't care. Just like, okay, what is better, calzone or a pizza frita?
What happened first, calzone or pizza? That's a bigger question than humans are ready for. Like, we can't know those things.
Wars have been fought over this.
Oh, 100%. But speaking of calzones, I think they are sandwiches. I think that they qualify as a sandwich, and I'm gonna put them on the list here.
See, that was just like I asked the question: a gyro, is a gyro a sandwich?
I just put my sandwich in the chat.
Yeah, I saw. I was trying to ignore it because I'm gonna get hungry as hell all of a sudden after like go raid my fridge.
You know what's really good? When you said corned beef, it kind of reminded me. I mean, corned beef is good, and you know, pastrami is pretty good, and. But Montreal smoked meat. You guys ever had that?
No, I haven't. What's the big deal about Montreal smoked meat?
I don't know, but there's a lot of Jews in Montreal, and good Lord, can they make a freaking mean cut of smoked meat. All of these Jewish delis out there, like my grandmother and aunt, everything live.
No, that's legit.
Yeah, you're talking to a person who's like literally thought, like, hey, let's go to New York City so I can go to Carnegie Deli.
That's
it. Just Carnegie Deli.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would totally do that because I freaking love smoked meat, and something in particular in Montreal that they do. It's I don't know what the hell it is, but those kosher pickles on the side and just slap on that mustard. And oh, my God.
It's funny. On that note, my wife is Jewish. And so my in-laws were over last night, and we had watched we got on this Sebastian Maniscalco kick on YouTube. And he is a comedian, and he has this bit about how Italians should cater all Jewish events. How like nobody's ever like, oh, I just came back from this great Jewish restaurant. Meanwhile, he's like, his wife is Jewish, and he went to his first Passover dinner, and he's like, and then they brought out the celery and crackers.
You know what?
Like, and that is exactly what it's like. So my in-laws were laughing their asses off. It was so
my my family is Italian. Uh-huh. My wife's family is Russian Jew, and I can tell you he's not far off on that, because I've been to a few weddings, a few parties, and it's just like
you got gefilte fish. You can keep that. It's horrible, horrible.
The first wedding we went to for some friends of ours that are Jewish, I remember like an hour into it, I'm like, but where's the pasta? And everybody at the table looked at me like, what are you talking about? This is a wedding. We brought fish. Pretty much.
There's a
place. Smoked meat table at midnight was out of this fucking world.
Oh, yeah.
So,
no, that's a thing. Jewish delis are a thing, man.
Jewish delis are awesome. So are Italian delis, but I mean, no.
There's a place in Philadelphia here. It's called Reading Terminal Market, and they have, it's basically, it's just like tons of restaurants, like market, all this shit just under like one roof. Kind of like open. So there's this place called Denix, and they make this awesome sandwich. And it is, and it's, I guess you would consider it a Philly thing. And so they have, you can either get pulled pork or like, shit, not like baked pork, but basically like it's pork, broccoli rabe, and sharp provolone.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a fan of the broccoli rabe. It's just not, it's a little too, what's the word I'm looking for?
Green.
Yeah, exactly. Bitter? It's bitter. It's, yeah, maybe? It's too bitter for me. But the pork and the sharp provolone, like, I don't care that it smells like feet. It's fucking amazing. Give me an Italian hoagie with sharp provolone on it and red, the red pepper relish spread. Oh yeah.
Broccoli rabe, the way that you guys call it, I knew that as rapini growing up. Like, okay. Only recently I learned it was broccoli rabe. And when I was a kid, I mean, you would look at that stuff and I would just run away. And I don't know, do they do it? They don't do it raw. They don't just throw it in there.
It's cooked with like garlic and oil.
It's fried in garlic and oil.
Yeah.
So when I was a kid, I couldn't even look at that stuff. It just grossed me out. Today, put a mountain of that in front of me with a salt shaker and just salt the hell out of that stuff. And I could eat a mountain of it. It is so good.
There's something about that, like Brussels sprouts.
You will shit your brains out, though.
It's like me with like Brussels sprouts. Growing up, my parents made them, and it's just like, nah, I don't see how the hell you can eat those. And now it's like my wife does it, and she does it right, apparently, and I can eat the hell out of them.
Buddy, you're telling me, man. We had them the other night. They blew my mind. Like, Brussels sprouts? The fuck is this?
Yeah.
But going back to sandwiches.
It's like the double sandwich.
Yeah, we derailed. Let's get back to important shit.
Let's sandwiches. Talk about meat.
Yeah. Cuban. That's all I...
Fucking Cubans, dude. Love a good Cuban. One of the best Cuban sandwiches I ever had was in the middle of Pennsylvania in this, like, little town called Danville, Pennsylvania. Really, the only thing is there's this gigantic hospital system there. But there's this tiny town, and there's this Danville Brewery, I think it was called. And they had really, really good food. And they made the best Cuban sandwich I've ever had. It was something about the spices that they cooked the ham and the pork in. I don't know. They put something on it, and it was just, it was so good with, like, nice
long dill pickles. You got to give it up to whoever came up with that thing. It's like, hey, we're going to throw, like, pig on this, but we're not just going to throw one version of pig. We're going to do multiple versions of pig.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because pork in general, it's the kind of meat you eat with other meats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like pig is the best thing.
Is the best creation ever.
Oh yeah,
there's so many good things. Fucking ribs, everything.
The pig is the perfect animal.
Yeah.
You know, you guys know it as like Canadian bacon. What we call Canadian, it's just the pork loin, but with cornmeal around it. But they fry it up and just throw it in a Kaiser bun with like lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, and. Fire it out the little drive-through window, but they were just so greasy and good. Like that paper would be see-through after. Oh my! It was like a Friday morning kind of thing, you know. Like let's grab a couple greasies on the way down.
Yeah. See, every once in a while, cheesesteak. You know, you get those ones, and it's just like it's eating through the bag before I even get to it because I'm trying to drive home so I can eat it. Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, you find a restaurant that the food is just so disgusting it crosses over, well, like we were talking about earlier, like the breaking point, and it suddenly becomes awesome and delicious.
Oh yeah, they hit
because
that
they've gone so far with it.
There's this place here; it's like not too far away from me. It's basically like it's this little teeny shack, and you walk in, and they have a little counter. It probably sits about five people, and they only do three things there: burgers, hot dogs, and milkshakes. That's fucking it. And they do them amazing. Like, literally, it's the, like, It doesn't look shitty, but it's just like a little shack, like this little fucking house. And this person is, they got one guy standing in front of this flat top, and he's just flipping the fucking burgers. They got this little portal window. This guy will just put up a plate of burgers, and then he'll just throw them on there. They slap cheese. So that's all you're getting. They don't even have bags. They put your order. They wrap it. They wrap the burgers and or hot dogs in wax paper and shove it in the fucking bag that the buns came in. And then that's what they give you.
That's
so
awesome.
So you'll just go in there and like, you know, I want and they're not huge burgers, but they're still like $3 a piece, right? So you're going in like, you know, everybody gets at least like two burgers whenever you go there. And then a black and white milkshake. Yeah, that's all they have is like black and white, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. That's it. And then
so like,
and there's always a line out the door.
I mean, speaking of burgers, like, you know, like the animal kingdom, the lion is the jungle.
Yeah.
I kind of put the burger at the pinnacle of the sandwich pyramid. Like, there's other really good tier one sandwiches, like a veal parmesan. That's a tier one sandwich, basically. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But like a burger, you know what I mean? When you say a burger, everybody's got that idea in their head of the classic burger. But then there's so many variations of it. Like, I went to this place a couple weeks ago for dinner called The Works. And it's a gourmet burger bar. They have like 50 different kinds of burgers that they do, and it's all ground in house. The chuck, it's all, you know, oh fuck, so good.
Made with love as well.
When you guys, when you make burgers at home, what do you put on your burger? Like
in the meat?
Well, yeah. When you're preparing your burger, what do you do to it?
Go ahead. You can go.
I do salt and pepper. That's it. I think that's really all you need. I use kosher salt, and then if I can ground my own pepper, if I have a pepper mill, I'll do that.
So are we talking about just like the meat?
Yeah.
The meat
mixture? How do you prepare your meat? Like I take.
Okay. I misunderstood.
I use, I do 85-15.
With?
Okay.
85-15 burger. And then I just make it into patties, salt and pepper. That's it. That's all I do.
I'm not understanding the 85-15 reference. What are you talking about?
Well, that's the medium to lean.
Meat to fat, yeah.
Okay, so, okay.
That's I'm how an 80-20 kind of person because, you know, extra juicy. I'm also the salt and pepper. Sometimes I do put a little extra seasoning depending on, but I do the fresh ground black pepper and the pink Himalayan salt.
Ooh, pink Himalayan
salt.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a staple.
I haven't tried that. I've seen it in the grocery store. No, you got to. Okay.
If you don't have pink Himalayan salt in your kitchen, you're fucking not doing it right.
I am.
It's one of those things you buy going like, I'll give it a try, and then it's like, I'm done.
I'm not buying any other salt ever again. Get the bullshit out of my face.
What's the difference between that and regular salt?
It's just this one's pink, and it costs a shitload more.
Actually, it actually doesn't.
Yeah, it's
is it? It's about the same amount. But I don't know,
these fucking tariffs are fucking me over up here.
Like, it's not weird, but it's saltier. Like, a little bit of it goes farther, but it's just, and it has just a little bit of a different flavor. Not much. I mean, it's still salt, but it's just, it's fantastic.
It was blessed by the Dalai Lama.
So,
probably true.
I didn't understand your 85-15 reference before. Because up here, they just, It's medium ground chuck or lean or extra lean.
Okay.
And what I like to do is like, let's say we're doing 2 pounds worth of burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Do like a pound and a half of a medium chuck, and then make up the other half a pound with some pork.
Okay.
Ooh. Yes. Mix them all in together. Salt, pepper. We do have a pepper mill that we grind it fresh in there. My wife also likes to not really mince onions. Like, she has this mandolin that like shreds onions.
Oh yeah.
And she'll put like sweet onion in there, in the actual meat.
Yeah.
This grainy, super grainy mustard, like this old style ass mustard. She'll put a dollop of that in there. And I never used to like it with an egg, but lately, instead of, in lieu of putting in some breadcrumbs or something to bind it all together, she'll throw an egg in there, mix them all up, and yeah.
See, that's good.
That sounds
good. She makes a mean fucking burger. I mean, I'm in charge of the grilling, but she's basically she's kicked me out of the process. That used to be my thing, but she's like, now, all right, fuck, you do it better. So right, go for
Rick.
It.
How about you, Rick? How do you?
No, he took my egg thunder, man. Because I was really like, bro, I'll throw eggs in this. I'm gonna blow everybody away. No, his wife blew me away. So basically the assembly is all the same, but on rare occasion when the mood hits me, I will mix in A1 steak sauce, like on special occasions.
I love A1. The rest of my family doesn't like it. So I'm like, I'm out on an island because I.
So you love it, and your family's wrong.
I don't tell them. Yeah. I don't tell them.
So you guys will probably like this. Anything I make. But there's a meat place down the street. You know, it's like one of those meat places. But you can buy from them. It's hamburger meat.
Lay it on me.
Ground up bacon in it.
Oh.
So it's bacon and the fat and everything. So the guy's like, it looks a little weird, but it tastes fantastic. So it's just, but it's hamburger. So you can make like meatloaves and stuff out of it. And it's, I mean, it's ground in with the hamburger at when they're ground. Oh.
I mean, shit, I was going to put bacon on it anyway. So.
But
that's just saving a step.
You guys ever have a bison burger?
Yeah, I have.
Yes. Those mm-hmm. are, those
what's
are
the weirdest that's burger good. That you've ever had?
Oh. Actually, at that place that I went to, the Works that I mentioned, they had elk burger.
Okay.
And I got that. And it was fucking great.
The weirdest one I've ever had is ostrich burger.
I've had an ostrich burger?
Mm. That's not that weird.
Yeah, it tastes like a turkey burger.
Yeah.
Basically a big fucking turkey anyway.
That's exactly what it is.
It's, well, we found a place.
Buffalo?
Buffalo, yeah, bison. Yeah. That's the same thing.
Yeah, good
buffalo. But wait, but is it an American buffalo, bro?
Aren't they all?
I don't know.
I mean, that was an honest question.
I have no idea.
I think American buffalo are endangered. I think bison is different for some reason. I see a computer coming on. Maybe somebody's looking.
Yeah, but bison has to be an American buffalo because the Buffalo minor league baseball team is called the Bisons.
There you go.
All right.
I'm going to Google this shit now.
So did you know an actual sentence is buffalo, 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 buffalo? That's a real sentence because it's, I don't know, I heard that somewhere. Anyway.
Anyway, Rick, I want to find it. There's a place that actually will make, you can get a alligator burger.
Yeah. I bet alligator
bites. It's called my home state. I'm from Louisiana.
Well, I was going to ask you, what about
po' same boys? Here.
Copeland's?
Po' boys.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for that to come around the horn. That's a whole other level of saying. Okay, who doesn't know what this is, first of all?
Never had one. I know what they are. I've never had one.
What do they consist of?
All right. Well, here's the thing. Because the bread is the most important thing. Because everyone has French bread. It's all over the place. It's not fucking made the same. Like, the French bread in New Orleans is soft all the way through. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get hard. It doesn't break your teeth. You don't get tired from chewing it. It's just, it's soft. It's airy. It's fluffy. It's a thing. You can put anything you want on a po' boy. It doesn't matter. So I'll give you the highlights. So, like, basically, I want fried crawfish, shrimp, crab, and oysters on a sandwich. Can you make that happen? Motherfucker, I did that while you were ordering this. Here, take this, eat this, enjoy.
That sounds like an amazing fucking sandwich, actually.
But, like, the holy grail of po' boy sandwiches is a roast beef po' boy. It doesn't sound extravagant. So what they do is it's the roast beef. I forget the term. Basically, it's like the roast beef sits in a kettle, for lack of a better term, and just stews all day in like a brown flour.
Oh my god! Can we get that music going again?
It's not on you.
Hold on.
It's not on you. Hit it.
Here we go.
So the roast beef is sit in a kettle all day.
Yeah, it is.
In a brown flour.
All brown flour.
Yeah. Then they put that on the French bread. You could have some cheese if you want. You don't want cheese, put that fucking cheese across the room. You don't need that cheese. That's your choice. It's your sandwich, baby. It's your way. Mayonnaise goes on that. I don't know why. I don't even like mayonnaise. But no, what you do is, the reason I say it's not on you is because after you get this sloppy gravy ridden sandwich, you break it apart and you dip that in anjou sauce.
Oh my God.
It's like a double down.
That sounds awesome.
It's worth going to New Orleans just to get the sandwich. And then if you do go call me, I'll draw you a map of where not to walk.
The only place I've never had one before, but the only place I've really ever seen it is at Popeyes. They always have their come on down to Popeye's. Get your crawfish po' boy. And that's not how I'm going out. If I'm going to have one, I want to have a real one. But there's so many good sandwiches that have like seafood on them and things like that. Like when we were up in, we were in Rhode Island at a family reunion and we had a lobster roll. Oh my God. Like there's nothing better than just like a roll with just fucking crazy amounts of lobster on it. I mean, you have this sandwich. It's like a $25 fucking sandwich that's, you know, maybe 6 inches long, but it's just like stuffed with like claw and, oh my God, so good.
Some prosciutto. Nobody's throwing out some prosciutto.
Oh, my wife's Italian. I mean, I just
prosciutto and gabagol.
That's every day with me.
The prosciutto and gabagol together, no, but prosciutto and a little mortadella, I like together. Ooh. That's nice. Some hot peppers, provolone ideally, but you can get away with pretty much any cheese in there. Mm-hmm. A tomato only if it's fresh. Like you can't put that in a sandwich and wrap that shit up for lunch. That's gonna ruin the bread, and I can't eat that soggy ass bread. I'm not about that life.
You don't like soggy bread?
No, I'm not about that soggy bread life.
You would hate going out to Chicago and having an Italian beef sandwich. That's like a staple out there. Is they have,
I almost want to ask for a fork. You know, can I get a plate and a fork?
Well,
and I'll
thing.
Just kind of
you need it,
like, make a mess of it, and yeah.
When I go out to my company's home office is out there, and I have to go out at least a couple times a year. And unfortunately, they never let me rent a car, so I try and take like a Uber or something if I can. But there's this place called Portillo's, and they're a chain, but they're so fucking good. And so the Portillo's that I go to, they have an Italian meat sandwich, beef sandwich, and then I usually get Italian sausage right down the fucking center of it. So you have this like this meat that's like, you know, thin slice that's been sitting in au jus, put the fucking piece of sweet Italian sausage inside of it, and then you could either have it dunked or not, and then they'll just, if you want it dunked, they just take the whole fucking sandwich and dip it right inside the au jus, so it's just
but you see, this is
shit up.
Oh, this is exactly what I was talking about.
And then you can put
a sausage on a beef sandwich. Pork you eat with other meat,
but then you could put I think it's called Girardelli, which it's basically like a hot, it's like a hot.
Giardelli is the name brand. You're thinking Giardiniera.
Yeah. It's got like what?
Well, Giardiniera is basically,
carrots,
it means like
cauliflower, all kinds of like
garden-y shit.
Yeah. Garden-y shit.
You know, whatever you'd have from the garden. Little cauliflowers, little mini onions.
But
carrots,
it tastes so
celery.
Good with all that. Like, ordinarily, if you put that in front of me, I'd be like, I don't really like that stuff. But on that fucking sandwich, it's amazing. Ooh. It's amazing.
I have a Portillo's 5 minutes from my house.
Are you serious? Now. There's a Portillo's in Tampa?
Yes, it's 5 minutes from my house. What you have not told them is that Portillo's is like the UFC of fast food restaurants. Because, like, it just fucks up every other sandwich I walk in there.
Yeah.
Burgers, hot dogs, whatever you want, they have it.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, before we see, we could talk about sandwiches all night, but let's try and wrap things up there. We'll have to come back to sandwiches another time. Oh, so good.
But sandwich blog.
But before we go, I wanted to throw out something real quick. To anybody who sent me a gamer tag of the week, I know we haven't done them in a while. Please resend them to me or try and email them or put them in a DM or something like that on at Dad's Tales, because I lose them just like in my Twitter feed if I don't take a picture of them or whatever. But I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one. I don't know if I brought this one up, but it was really funny. And Arisen Phoenix sent it to us, and he saw a Killer Bee Arthur. Speaking of Dorothy, did I do that? Oh God! Well, that shows how far back. Because I was like, oh shit! I know somebody had sent me some. So if anybody sees any funny gamer tags out there, please send them to us. But try and email them or DM them, because I just lose them if you tag me. And unfortunately, I'm sorry. I lose it if I don't take a screenshot of it. And usually, I'm just lazy, I guess. But anyway, Wanted to thank Man at Arms for coming on the show tonight, and it's been so much fun having you on here.
We derailed early on in this.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Welcome to Dad Tales Podcast. Dude,
your assumption that we had rails is the first thing that went wrong here.
Yeah, it's pretty much a shit show every week. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Excellent.
But yeah, thanks so much for coming on and hanging out.
No, this has been a pleasure. Thank you guys so much, for real.
So if people wanted to find you and all your stuff, where would they go to find you at?
If you go to my Twitter, that'll open everything to you.
There you go.
So it'd be @_arms2112.
Don't forget the underscores.
Because apparently there's another Man at Arms 2112 out there, and I'm going to fuck him up.
Fuck that guy. God damn.
Well, also before we leave him.
Oh, shit, I didn't do the questions.
You didn't do your questions, and I haven't done my question.
All right, you do your questions, and then we'll get to the rapid-fire DTP 11 questions.
All right. Mr. Man at Arms.
Go, man.
If they were to ever make a Destiny movie, and I'm still holding out hope they do at some point, who would you cast as your hunter, your warlock, and your titan?
Hunter Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, we're on board.
All right.
Okay.
Popular choice.
Titan, Dave Bautista.
I don't think we've had Dave Bautista, but he is an excellent choice.
I think we did.
I think we've had him one time, but I mean...
Yeah, we did.
I will double down then. Dave Bautista / female lead, Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good choice.
Warlock. See, I could go two ways with the Warlock. Damn. Because I'm not fond of
that's
warlocks.
What I hear about warlocks. I don't know what that means.
Hey, dude, I look good in a dress, man.
Yeah, you do.
I look fucking good in that thing.
Maybe I am a warlock racist because I just said, you know, I have friends who are warlocks.
Are you a classist? Is that what you call it, a classist?
I don't judge. Or maybe, no, actually, I absolutely do judge. This is fine. We're moving on. for a warlock. God. You know, I could go two ways. I could go Gary Oldman.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's a good one.
That's a strong choice.
Just, you know, the distinguished gentleman type thing. Or you could go batshit crazy and have, like, Flea from the Chili Peppers.
Oh, you got to go batshit crazy.
That sounds like a perfect choice to me.
Because he does some movies every now and then. He's a character actor.
Needles.
Yo, what the fuck is that Guardian running around in his underwear for? What's going on?
And he would probably have to be a storm caller. Junk.
Yeah, oh yeah, he would be.
Only way would make. Well, no, actually, he could throw flaming dongs. That would make sense as well. So, never mind.
All right. Speaking of flaming dongs, all right. DTP 11 questions. Let's knock this out, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Okay. Number one. And just so everybody knows, I did send these out ahead of time. Last week I gave them to Drafty, just cold. And sorry, Drafty, you're a good sport. You're the test subject for that one.
The outbreak monkey.
All right, number one, righty or lefty?
Right.
Okay. What's something that everyone looks stupid doing?
Coming.
Okay. Speak for yourself. do you have a nickname besides your gamer tag?
Rick.
Okay.
Which would be my real name.
Yeah.
Which is kind of awkward.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when you get to that point where it's like people call you by your real name. It's like, yeah, I've lived a double life. What's the best insult you can come up with?
You, sir, are half a fuckwit.
All right. Creamy or chunks?
Oh, creamy.
What's the first car you ever owned?
Oh, God. 1989 two-door automatic Chevy Cavalier.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, fine automobile.
I can picture that. I can picture that in my mind.
Impossible to lose your virginity in.
Oh, I bet.
Well, no, but you didn't fit anywhere. Like, there was absolutely nowhere to fit in that car. Like, maybe the trunk.
I had a buddy. He had a Chevette. And he always used to say to girls, he'd be like, hey, come check out my vet.
Oh, nice.
Have you ever taken up two parking spaces on purpose? And if so, why are you the worst?
Yes, and it was only in retaliation to the person next to me who had went over the line.
All right.
So I went bigger and took two spaces.
We accept that. What was your favorite pet?
Actually, the two dogs I have now, I have two beagles.
Oh, nice.
Those are our kids. They're staring at me right now. Like, when are you coming to bed?
Yeah, we have one dog now. We had three, and we lost two of them. And wife is getting really antsy for another dog, guys. I got to tell you. And I said to her tonight, I was like, we have to get a golden retriever. There was just a picture of this guy's golden retriever on Reddit, and it just looked good. But yeah, I think after vacation, I think we're gonna get another dog, and I think it's time.
That's nice.
What's something embarrassing you've done this year? Besides coming on this show,
asked Rick Kakis on purpose if he was the Jez, but I was too drunk to pull off the delivery, so I just came off like a dickhead.
Rick Kakis. I was wondering why I saw your face when I said Rick Kakis before. That's funny. Totally does not look like what I thought he looked like when I saw pictures of him. By the way, who was your childhood celebrity crush?
Oh, God. I read this earlier, and I wanted to find an alternate answer, and I don't have time to. Believe it or not, Sandra Bernhardt.
You know what? I can...
She was so ugly, she became hot.
I can kind of see it. She had this like edge about her that kind of made her sexy. I get it.
I was a young kid, and it was just like, this lady would do stuff to me, then I don't know what that means, but I like it.
All right, final question. If your life were a video game, who would the final boss be?
Big Boss.
There you go.
That's an awesome choice.
Great choice. All right. Well, thanks again so much. You could find us, dadtalespodcast.com, at dadstales on Twitter. You could find me at JCJesse on Twitter. How about you, Stu Gatso?
You could find me on episode 53 of Potato Thumbs Podcast. No, you can find me on Twitter at Stugatso, STU_GATZZO.
But that is correct. We were on episode 53 of Potato Thumbs tonight. Go check those guys out. They're heading into season 2 of Potato Thumbs Podcast. Good for you guys. Good guys over there. Baruch.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baruch Creeper.
Awesome. All right, guys, that's been us for this week. Do me a favor. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
#StayFresh.